Council. Good afternoon. Hello. I'm Roger Watson. I'm the Professor of Nursing at the University of Hull, but I'm speaking here in my own capacity, in case my employers are listening. In February this year, I lived in a country where we had freedom of speech, freedom of movement, and freedom of assembly. Now, all of these are being threatened. It's getting worse. We're living in a virtual dictatorship. And it's a government that's not accountable to Parliament, to the people. It's completely unaccountable. It's not democratic. It's 10 months since the declaration of this global pandemic, and 9 months since democracy was suspended here. And where are we? We've got government by edict that's not democracy. We've got a government that's in complete disarray, a non-existent opposition, the economy is all but ruined, and our children and our grandchildren will be in debt forever as a result of this. The government's being really, really badly advised, I'm sure you know that. And they refuse to listen to anybody with any alternative opinions. They won't listen to the people who started the Great Barrington Declaration. They try to discredit these people, who are experts in their field. The government's actually so incompetent, it can't even deliver a second wave. I mean, where is it? Round the corner? The truth is, there isn't one. It's just being made up. The number of people testing positive isn't going up, apparently. Of course it is, we keep testing, so what do you expect? False positives, which are a huge aspect of this testing, are not taken into account. And when questioned, our Health Secretary, Matt Hancock, doesn't even understand the arithmetic. He can't explain it, and he willfully will not accept the problem of false positives. 90% of the people who are identified as positive with COVID have no symptoms, nothing wrong with them at all. The most common symptom of COVID is nothing. That's the most common symptom, nothing. Death rates, from whatever reason, virtually non-existent now. Everyone sad, everyone a tragedy, but we've got to face the fact. Death rates from whatever's going on at the moment are very low. Yet, what are we being told to do? We're being told to save the NHS again. The NHS is there for us, not just people who've got COVID. It's there for the vast population, vast majority of the population. The people who don't have anything wrong with them, who might have something wrong with them, who pay our taxes, and we're at risk of dying of something else. So the number of COVID cases is apparently up, but what else is up? Well, we know cancer deaths are up, cardiovascular deaths are up, child abuse, domestic abuse, unemployment and personal debt. Some people are really suffering in the midst of this. And yet the lies continue. The lies continue about the effectiveness of masks. If they're effective at all, it's barely perceptible in the science. The headlines do not match the science. Lockdowns do not work. Even the World Health Organization is admitting that now. But even if they work, they're completely disproportionate to the problem that we're trying to face. And social distancing is just inhuman. The next monster on the horizon that's coming up John Finney Street there is long COVID. And millions of pounds are being ploughed into long COVID. What about long cancer? What about long heart failure? What about long-term unemployment? Those are the real problems. So, last time I spoke, I said I don't have an answer, but I think I've got one now. We can do something. Keep meeting like this. Try and help people who are having doubts to come out and share those doubts with us. We might not change many minds, but at least help people, give them courage to come out and speak. We need to keep ourselves informed. We need to protect ourselves from the lies that are pouring out of the media. We need to read the right stuff, keep ourselves informed. Oh, okay. Oh, that's better. I'll start again in a minute. If you can. can, I won't start again, don't worry. If you can, and you're willing to do it, sign the Great Barrington Declaration. That's well worth signing. That'll give some strength to that particular movement. If you're a professional and you're concerned about your speaking out, join the Free Speech Union and support the newly formed Medical Freedom Group in the UK. You'll be hearing more about that in future. The government still insists on saying control the virus, but they're trying to control us. Viruses cannot be controlled, and we will not be controlled. The only thing that needs to be controlled is this government. Thank you very much, Andy, for the opportunity to speak, and keep tweeting.